Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man. Crazy.
What's going on, Raider Nation? This is the post-game show, and we just won, baby.
I'm fired.
Oh, my gosh, Cody.
I've been speechless this whole time since we kicked that field goal. I've had nothing to say but happy that we won, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got my words. I got my words finally, and I want to get this off my chest right now. We finally played with heart. We finally went out there with some tenacity, and we didn't take our foot off the pedal for once.
Yes.
Did you see us go conservative? No.
We
kept our foot on the gas. We were up by a score, and we're going for it on fourth down. We're not going conservative. We're not punting it away. Guess what? Jalen Richard, heart. I love that determination of him having that fumble, flipping it back around, and paying it back off. Because, honestly, this whole team, and it's crazy. I'm sitting here talking with Hoku. There's so much that paid off this year. And the reason it feels so special is because of how much hard work they put in this offseason.
Absolutely.
They had every reason to take this offseason off, and they didn't. So, welcome in, Murph, Murph's Fan Cave. Make sure you find him on YouTube. Murph.
Oh, my gosh, Cody, we just beat the Saints.
Come on.
Let's go.
I love it.
Woo.
Man.
Oh, my gosh, this is so cool, man. Like, here we were talking pregame. We were like, okay, nobody really – look, our hearts expected the Raiders to win. Our heads told us that there's one too many tough matchups for us. But then what happens? The Raiders – gutted it out, absolutely did not play conservative, were aggressive the whole time, made huge plays offensively, defensively, suffered through injuries, battled back, like, dude, and then by the time we got to the second half, this game wasn't even, I mean, I don't want to say it wasn't in question, because the way the Saints marched down and scored on us, but like, did you ever feel like we were at like, it was like, reflect back on your Raider fandom over that past handful of years, minus 2016.
Yeah.
It's like, you're just, like, on eggshells thinking, like, this thing could go south at any time.
Yeah.
There's going to be a PI downfield.
Yeah.
There's going to be some major play that's going to work against us. Never happened. Never manifested.
Yeah.
The Raiders stayed the course. The coaches called an amazing game. Derek played an amazing game. Josh Jacobs guts through an injury. Our freaking offensive line guts through injuries. Our defense comes up with the big play. Like, holy crap, we didn't beat the Saints.
It's unreal.
Oh, my gosh.
Unreal.
Insane, man. Absolutely insane.
So we're live, guys. If you're just now joining, we're live here at Stage Door Casino.
Let's go!
But we're live here. We're having a good time. And these fans are fired up. And it's good because had we not won, things would have got a little crazy in here.
Oh, my gosh. And it got – how freaking beautiful is Raider Nation? Stacy Ruff Raider, Swag Jeff, all the Farms and Raider fans that were here earlier tonight. Like, this place went bananas at the end of the game. This place went bananas when Josh Jacobs scored that last touchdown. This was insane. And, of course, everyone is following proper COVID protocols here at the Stage Door Casino.
Yeah, no one's we all got our masks.
That's
we
right,
around. We're good.
Everything was legit. But I'm telling you, the energy, like, can I get outside of football for a second?
I'd love to.
We all need something to cheer for around this time.
Yeah.
We've all been sequestered. We've all been dealing with all the things that have come with this pandemic, from the work related, the employment related issues, the financial applications, just the fact that we as a society, it worked against the American spirit, let alone the human spirit. We're dying for something to cheer for, and here we are as Raider Nation. We just beat one of the best teams in the NFL. Like, this place went crazy.
I love it.
Oh my gosh, this was amazing, man. Like, this is such a beautiful win for this football team, a beautiful win for this fan base. And listen, if anybody questioned whether the Raiders, the spirit, the mystique, the essence, all the things that make the Raiders, if you wondered for a second, I'm looking right down the barrel of that camera at you, Raider Nation, if you wondered if it was going to exist here in Vegas, I promise you, as a 47-year-old man that's been a fan of this football team as long as I've lived, it's fully alive here in Las Vegas.
Yeah!
Raider Nation freaking rocks out and exists here in Vegas. This was beautiful. Don't miss out. Get your ass to Las Vegas and come root on this football team. It was so good.
Fire me all the way up.
So good.
Fire me all the way up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
This is what we live for, bro.
This is it, man.
This is it. The ups, the downs, the wild rides. Here we are enjoying it in a new place that we get to call home.
Yes.
And it feels like home. We pull into Vegas. I'm driving in. We're sitting, me and my dad. This, he made me a Raider fan.
Bill, much
pop
respect,
in. Bill. Pop in. Get the face in there.
Absolutely.
Me and my dad come driving into Vegas, and what's the first thing I said? I said, feels like home as soon as we came rolling up. And it is. It's confirmed. And this is so huge. Like, a fan base that's been questioned now. If we're going to be able to fill up that stadium with nothing but silver and black.
Aww.
Did you see any Saints fans in here? I didn't
see
one.
Not one. In fact, there was one guy peering in the window, and everybody was like, ah! You know what I mean? It was like, he didn't even get close. Oh, my gosh. So fun, man. I mean, again, we say it all the time. Like, Raider Nation is the best fan base in the world. And I'm telling you, it just exists here in Vegas. And oh my gosh, Cody, thank you for putting this thing together.
Thank you for joining.
You have done a badass job. Much respect to you too, man.
Thank you, man.
Putting this thing together and bringing Raider Nation together.
Yeah.
John at the stage door, much respect
John is
to
awesome,
him.
Dude.
Like, the city of Las Vegas and you guys and everything around this, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Like, it could not have
nothing
this
have gone
night
better.
Could not have gone any better.
Nope.
This was absolutely incredible.
Nuts.
And you know, one thing we were talking about too before the show, or before the game even, was like, of all the different places the Raiders could have moved to, like, how perfect Las Vegas is in that you could have all different levels of economic, social diversity. There's a place for you in Vegas.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it does. You want to
bowl out? You want to go cheap? You can do whatever you want
here in
Vegas.
You can spend $5,000 a night on a suite, or you could spend $25 down the road,
it's my
man.
Favorite.
You could freaking. That was your quote.
Yeah.
And
I love
I'm stealing
it.
That, and I'm going to keep stealing it because it was really good. Sorry, guys. I kind of steal real Cody's
you
content.
You stole the whole show earlier.
Oh, I did. Thank you for trusting us with that, too. That was a dang blast, man. But, like, seriously, like, you could do – I mean, there's so much that exists in Las Vegas. Like, a perfect freaking place for the Raider Nation to live, man.
This is nuts.
And it showed up tonight because we didn't know.
This is
nuts. Kevin the Raider nerd.
This is nuts right
here. Look at this, man.
Baby, hey, everything got better when I rubbed Baby Yoda's head.
Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you. Say what you want. Say what you will, man, but Baby Yoda.
This has been a huge, big luck charm, this little Baby Yoda guy right here. Everyone's rubbing his head.
I'm telling you, this is the perfect introduction to Las Vegas. You cannot write a better story. But here's the thing is, I want to say that we don't deserve this. Like, what did we do to deserve this win, right? What did we do? We freaking deserve this.
Yeah.
Murph.
Yes.
All of this.
Yes.
That new stadium that eventually we're going to enjoy. This dominating football team that we saw tonight. This amazing brand, these colors, this Raider Nation family.
Let's
we
go,
deserve
Cody.
It.
Yes.
All of it. We got the best fans. I say this all the time. We got the best fans in sports. We got the best uniforms. We got the best logo. We got the best stadium.
Yes.
And we might have one of the best football teams in the NFL right now.
Ah!
On the field.
Let's go.
And we're going to Super
Let's go.
Bowl.
Yes.
We're going to the Super
Let's
Bowl.
Let's go, Raider Nation. That's
God.
What I'm talking about, man. It's beautiful. And you know what? And you know why we deserve it? Well, I know you know, but because we earned it.
Yeah.
You don't just get – you're not just entitled. No one hands you the freaking trophy because you look cool. You got to freaking earn it. You got to work for it. Mark Davis worked for that stadium. Derek Carr worked with this team in the offseason, showing up at the local park or the high school or wherever else. Like, our rookies, everybody. Like, think about the guys that, like, Jonathan Abram went spleen first into a freaking crane tonight and found his way back into the game. He earned that. He earned all the respect, and that's why this team deserves it, because they earned it. They didn't just sit back on their laurels. They didn't just sit back on, oh, we're talented, or oh, we're this, or oh, we've got a state-of-the-art facility now. No, they freaking balled out, and they earned it, man. Absolutely.
Okay, right now.
Let me say a little piece real quick. I'm one of those guys that have been critical of Derek Carr for a long time, but tonight puts a f***ing respect on the boys.
I love it.
Oh,
I love it.
Put Let's go, BC. Heck yeah.
You know that man did this shit tonight.
That's right.
I've been critical of him for a long time. Put some respect on his name. He did this thing tonight, man.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Well, drop it, DC for MVP in the comments. DC for MVP in the comments.
Seriously.
We're firing it all the way up. Play the game.
Seriously.
That's all we asked for as Raider Nation. Put some respect on the man's name.
We got it, brother. Love your passion. So, yeah, absolutely. Like,
I love it, dude. Derek's all the way fired up, dude. Huh?
Oh, we got live texts coming in from Derek freaking Carr.
Oh, man. Derek freaking Carr.
That's beautiful, man. But, yeah, seriously, man. Like, how poetic is that for him? Like you know what I mean? Because, look, and I think that at times I don't want to say he was criticized, but I think it's okay to, like, try to understand, or not even necessarily question, but try to reason around, like, okay, what is his career? What is his legacy? What does it mean as a Raider? And unfortunately for him, he's stacked up against some of the absolute all-time greatest quarterbacks. Kenny Stabler, first and foremost, but then Jim Plunkett, two-time Super Bowl champion, Rich Gannon, NFL MVP, Daryl LaMonica, the Mad Bomber. When you look at the quarterbacks he's compared to, it's tough for him. And he has all the numbers, but he hasn't had the win column represented.
That's all we need.
But now, so you look at a night like tonight, I'm telling you this, Raider Nation, lighten up. Like, and I'm talking to myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this guy is so dedicated, and it's such a hard worker, and is such a, like, the epitome of what it is to be a Raider.
Yeah.
That even when you things are working against you, you just freaking keep going.
Telling you.
Stay the course. You keep fighting you know what I mean? Execute the plan. And, like, I don't want to say he deserves it more than anybody else, but considering that the being quarterback, it's the most high-profile position in all of sports. You get more of the blame than you deserve. You get more of the credit than you deserve. And for whatever reason, he's been the target of all this. And so now this is redemption for him.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like,
it is.
It's a great story.
I'm telling you.
I think, is going to carry a lot of momentum, not only just for him, but the entirety of the team. And it's going to – I mean – Hey, who knows where this thing is going to go, dude?
Everyone's been saying it's a prove-it year for him, right? Even the team, it's a prove-it year. Well, you know what? I coined it. It's different. It's not prove-it year. It's statement year. We're geared up to make a statement.
Yes.
We made a statement tonight. That's it. It's sleeve season. The Mamba's out, Mamba mentality. We're all blacked out in Las Vegas, ready to go, man. This honestly, just the energy in the city right now is exactly what we – you can't do this. I mean, hey, I loved Oakland, and I love their tailgates. They'll never be matched. But what we're getting right now in Vegas is amazing. It is absolutely amazing and really new to us. We never had this before. This is different.
No, this is different.
This is different. It's cool. I like different.
I love the fact that we've never lost a game as the Las Vegas Raiders.
The Las Vegas Raiders are undefeated as a franchise.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
I'm telling you.
It's beautiful,
man. We beat the Saints, guys. The Saints. We didn't just beat the Panthers, right? We were iffy last week, and I told myself, I said, okay, either we are really maybe kind of a shaky team and be average at best based off our performance week one, or given the circumstances of the offseason, given that we think that the Panthers could just roll over maybe and not be that good, that we went in there kind of soft, we took things easy, and we were prepared to make a statement week two. Because we saw guys that weren't – Morrow didn't get targets. Brian Edwards had like a little thing. They're taking shots at him. Alec Ingold, that special play for him. We're not going to waste that on Carolina. We're pulling out the bag of tricks now. We're showing him. We're not lined up. He's not up under center. You know, we're not just trying to run the ball over the place. Derek's in the gun. And he was a gunslinger today. And that's an offense that we haven't seen since probably 2016.
I
think finally we've talked about morphing. All I've seen, the offense is able to morph. And we saw that from week one to week two. We pound it down their throat week one. We run the ball. Josh Jacobs wins that game. We come out week two. We go in shotgun. And we have all of our weapons out there. Derek throws like 12 or 13 different wide receivers. And we're a completely different team. So I think we teed up this game. And we made our statement by going 2-0 against a Super Bowl contender. They are Super Bowl contenders every single year, and we just beat them. Tell me how we're not Super Bowl contenders right now. Tell me how we can't make a run in the playoffs. Tell me how we can't go through the rest of the season and win 12 games like I predicted.
And beat them well. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like I mentioned earlier, like the game didn't necessarily ever lose hand, especially in the second half. And I think that's a great sentiment, Cody, is that, you know, gosh, I mean, the Raiders seemed a lot like to show a lot of diversity tonight on offense.
Yeah.
Where, like, and I love the point that you made about how they kind of, I don't want to say they held back, but they might have reserved some of what their strategy is on offense in week one. It's like, well, we don't need to pull out all these things because we were all asking that question. Where was Brian Edwards? Where were these things?
Yeah.
And then tonight, it's like all these guys show up because they had to.
Yeah.
And like what defines great teams and great players, they're not always great, but they are great when they have to be.
Yeah.
And tonight the Raiders had to be great. Those players had to be great, and they were.
They were.
Like, whoa.
We showed up.
It's so good, man.
We showed up.
Oh, so exciting.
And we honestly controlled the game, and that's what was great. Like, we didn't just, like, squeeze out a win. We controlled it. When we were up by one score in the game, Drew Brees gets the ball in his hands. He very could have well went down and tied
Drew
it up.
Brees.
Yeah, so we get the ball in our hands on offense. And we could have been conservative. We weren't. We went down there. We put more points on the board. Made it a two-score game.
Yes.
Anytime that we could take command and set the tone, we did. Like, even the fumble. Like I said, you know, he redeemed himself. But right after that, the defense came out. They controlled it. Guess what? Yeah, we lost the ball. They went out there. They went like three and out. We stopped them. Like, nothing happened. They punted right back to us. So we controlled every bit of momentum. And it's cool because finally I feel like we have the team and the chemistry and the players with the right mentality to roll on this. Like, this isn't just like a fluke win. We'll see what happens next week. This is we got some momentum. And, I mean, we rolled through on the whole game, and I think it's going to roll into the next few weeks. This win is going to be big. No matter what happens next week, we got a lot of momentum for a lot of games.
And we needed this because – and sorry, Raider Nation, my voice is starting to crack. I'm getting my –
mine's gone almost.
My Peter Brady is starting to come out because I've been screaming all night long. But, yeah, that's a great point because the schedule was, frankly, stacked up against us going into the bye week, and it was like, okay, well, what happens if we're – you know, if we only win one game, or maybe we win two games, or maybe a sloppy three. Like, even then, it's like Gunther could be questioned. Carr could be questioned. There could be all these things. But no, we're already – we're 2-0?
We're 2-0, baby.
We're undefeated.
When was the last time we went, like, 2-0?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
I don't think we did that in 2016.
I don't remember. Well, we beat the Titans. Was that week one? We beat the Titans in 2016.
It was the Saints week one that we beat.
Saints week one. Yeah, Titans were later in the year.
I don't know if we did.
I don't know. Chat room.
Chat room.
Somebody in the chat room is smarter than me and Cody.
When was the last time we went 2-0?
When was the last time we started 2-0? And what was our record to start in the 2016 season?
There we go. They want some area codes too.
2013, Jeff said.
2013. Last time. So in 2017.
Oh, yeah, because we beat the – that's when we beat the Titans.
Oh,
beat the Titans,
the
we beat the Jets, and then we got our asses whipped by the Redskins.
Well, it's that's not that. We're not the 2017 Raiders.
No, this
we're not going to crumble.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all. Dude, defensively, without Kwiatkowski in the game, and we just handled – I know it's without Michael Thomas, but when you still consider all the weapons that this team has on offense, our defense went out there and stood them up. Like –
we shut him down. Our secondary.
Beautiful.
Our secondary looked great.
So good, dude.
Pass rush was better. It was
better. Still not where we want to be.
We're not getting to him.
Right.
I want to see him buried in the dirt more. But at least sensing the pressure, at least making him get the ball out of his hands a little bit quicker. Because when they had so much time like what was happening last week, Teddy Bridgewater just had way too much time. That's why he's able to pick us apart. Yeah. But in the same breath, I like to think that, hey, maybe the defense again was expecting the Carolina Panthers to be able to roll over. Hey, we'll try and contain Christian McCaffrey from completely taking over the game, and then we'll be prepared to come in here to the Saints week two. And I think we did that.
Absolutely we did. Yeah, I agree, man. Heck of a defensive effort. Man. And you know what? And let's give PG some love. Let's give Paul Gunther some love because, frankly, in the offseason anyways, the two biggest points of criticism have been Derek and PG. Yeah. And there's a reason Rod Marinelli got brought in was because if things didn't work out, there's a very capable defensive coordinator to move in. This guy was a head coach in the league. Rod Marinelli's he's a made man in the NFL, and he's looking over PG's shoulder. So let's give Paul Gunther some love here. All the love we just gave Derek, let's give it to PG too, because he's working through some injuries. And all the youth. Think about all the young guys in our freaking secondary. And they just beat a Hall of Famer.
And your green dot guy just goes down last week.
Exactly. That's legit,
so
man.
That was good, man.
Much
Paul Gunther, I'm glad you called that out, because Paul Gunther going into the season, I called him the 2017 Tom Cable. But I wanted to see him respond. Or his 2018, I believe, is where he had the issues. Then coming in last year, everything flipped. Our offensive line was a beast. We took like a revolving door at right tackle at one point and did a pretty good job with it.
Yeah.
And everybody loves Tom Cable. You have any issues with the offensive line now? No. We're good. So
the only person that's got issues with Tom Cable is Randy Hansen. I'm sorry. I say that out loud.
I'm telling you, man. If he can be the next Tom Cable and flip the script and be good for us, all is forgiven. And I'm glad. You're right, man. He did such a good job today. And I don't get it. Like, everyone was still calling out the defense. It's Drew Brees. He's going to move the ball down the field. They're going to put points on the board. But they didn't let it get out of control.
That's
and they
it.
Stopped them when it mattered. Like, there was times where they could have let – things could have got out of hand. But we made stops. We're getting there. We're building blocks. I kind of have this in like a 4 or 5 week vision for our defense. Week 4 or 5, we should kind of know how our defense is going to look for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Right now, we still don't. But they got better. And that's all that matters.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great shout out, Cody.
My 2 cents here is that.
Go ahead.
Cody, my 2 cents here is that we know about Ruggs. We know about Josh Jacobs. But tonight, we saw Derek go to Foster Marneau. We saw the abilities of
Brian Edwards.
Brian Edwards.
We'll just call him the real 89.
Brian Edwards. We saw what Alex Engel can do.
Enjoy
There's more than just what everybody's talking about. There's more weapons in the arsenal.
We're loaded. Loaded.
A few that people know about.
Hold on, you can get your own podcast. It's our turn.
I'm just saying. There's more than Ruggs.
The Drunk Guy Podcast.
Come on, man.
More than Jacob.
You can go buy a microphone right now at Best Buy and get a YouTube account.
Yes, sir.
It's our turn.
The Drunk Narrator.
There's more than Jacob.
Yes,
there's
we agree.
More than Ruggs.
Okay.
He went to
can I go?
Tonight.
There's more.
There are more than Edwards tonight.
Yes,
there's
I agree.
More than Jacob.
So does Raider Nation.
He went to them tonight.
Yes, he did.
Carr found the open man tonight.
We heard you say that enough. All right, enough of that. Oh, we got it. No more F words. Get out of here. Okay,
bye.
Thank you. We love you. That's enough. That's enough. All right.
Raider Nation, we got the victory in Vegas. We love you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
my gosh.
There we go.
Right here.
We love you. We love you. Thank you. We love you.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Junior, whatever.
All right.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
Good job. All right.
Out of here. I love it. So, to wrap up.
What happened? What was that? I don't know. Was there an accident or something?
He's taking off.
Are you out of here, Kevin? Okay.
So.
Thank you, brother. Love you, man. Thank you for coming, dude. Good to see you. We'll see you maybe tomorrow. Okay, we'll holler at you.
So we're going to wrap this thing up.
This is.
What?
Shout out to Kevin for putting this all together and like making sure
The Facebook group.
Kevin. Yeah, the RFR meetups. Yes, absolutely.
I'm telling you.
Love
guys,
you, Stacy.
So to wrap this up, we're going to wrap this up right now. Make sure you go ahead, you subscribe to this channel if you're not already subscribed. Hit the like button. I want that thumbs up, guys. This is what Raider Nation does. If you've enjoyed this win, if you're a Raiders fan, you hit that thumbs up. And I'll tell you, right after that, I need you to go on YouTube. I need you to search Murph's Fan Cave and subscribe. That's Murph. Hey, right here, smile for the camera. That's Murph. And he's a great dude. Obviously, he's the only guy that has ever taken over my show and probably the only one that ever will. That's it. It was a one-time deal, and it was fun.
Thank you.
And I trust him with a lot of stuff. He does great work. He talks about my hard work. I'm looking at his, too. He does great stuff. So make sure you subscribe. Murph's Fan Cave.
Thank you, Cody.
Live every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. 7 Eastern for RFR Live, Raiders Fan Radio Live. Check us out.
Make sure you subscribe. So, Raider Nation, we got that win. We got that win.
Are we still
on?
YouTube.
We'll see you guys later.
Thank you, Cody. Thank you for having me, man. This has been amazing.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the partnership. One Nation Foundation.
One Nation. Dude, let's go.
Let's go. 2-0, Cody.
RaiderCody.com/One Nation. Visit, donate, do your thing. So we will see you guys later.
See you, Raider Nation.
It's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.